You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just make sure my headphones, that's good, much better. And that right there was the Linda Lindas. They're so good. I just recently discovered these guys. What can I tell you about them? Well, first of all, what I find interesting is, well, they are comprised of four girls. That's not that interesting at all. But what I did learn while looking up the band, the Linda Lindas, who are from LA, is they identify, well, some of them are Asian American. Others are Latinx or Latinx. I'm not sure if it's Latinx, but I do like this identification because it is a gender neutral reference if you are Latin American. So for example, if you're female, you would be a Latina, or if you're male, you're Latino. And that always, because my background's not Spanish, that always kind of threw me off. I was like, oh, do we need to really identify the feminine and the masculine? As you know, French does that as well. But Latinx or Latinx. I don't know. I think it's Latinx. Latinx. There you go. Very cool. Those guys had opened for Bikini Kill back in 2019 at the Hollywood Palladium. And Amy Poehler had seen them at that show and had them then record songs for her movie called Moxie. That I saw, I don't know, like last year or so. There you go. All right, my name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am here with us all until 8. I'm here every second week from 6:30 until 8. And we are there. When I say there, I mean, we have descended into full darkness. It's now, what, November 3rd? And it's depressing. I don't know. The last time we saw the sun, and today is what, Wednesday? So I know we saw the sun on the weekend, which was nice, Saturday and Sunday. But my daughter said something to me the other day. She's like, oh, I looked at the forecast, and I swear she said something like, the next 10 days are going to be rainy. And I was like, what? So let me just confirm this. Let's look up the weather right now. Weather, Vancouver, ugh. And I suffer very badly from seasonal affective disorder. Sad. Oh, she was not lying. All I can see, I typed in Vancouver weather, and then all I see is a straight line of rain symbols. So here we go. Let's take a look at our weather, folks. Today is Wednesday, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's 7 days. Rain is in the forecast. That is nuts. The high tomorrow, rain and 12. Friday, the high is 10. And then we hit the weekend. So Saturday and Sunday, we've got highs of 8 and 6. And then, ugh. Okay. So that's that. That is how our weather's looking. I don't know. Let's see if I can click on the next. Not 7 days. But let's see if I can look up something much more. 14 days. All right. Let's see what's happening for the 14-day. 14-day trend. What do we got that? Well, it doesn't look good. All right. Oh, here we are. I clicked on the wrong thing. Oh, my God. According to this, full 14-day overview. Well, I know. Now, in weather forecasting, something like 4 days is pretty much the most accurate prediction that meteorologists can make. Once you hit past that, something like that, it's a crapshoot. So really this is kind of a crapshoot. But according to this Weather Network deal, it says Saturday, November 13th. November 13th. That's 10 days from now. It's going to be a mix of sun and clouds. All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to stay positive. All right. Let's move on. That was that. Okay. What do we have next? Let's see. I have something for us. Oh yeah. It's a band called Temples. We're going to hear the song Keep It in the Dark. And let me tell you something about temples. Let me tell you something about them. Oh, they are English. They're English, and they were formed in a place called Kettering in 2012. All right, so there you go. That's the very quick description of the band that we're going to hear next. So let me get this going. There we go. Yeah. All right, I don't know what to tell you guys, except that we got Temples coming on next. And well, let's see, maybe I'll tell you about some shows I've been watching. Maybe we'll talk about some TV. I live a very exciting life, don't I? All right. Or maybe I'll give you an update on my finger, because I know you're all dying to find out more on the saga of my finger. We'll see. So much excitement here at Sam Squanch's Hideaway. All right, let's just listen here to Temples. The song, or sorry, the station is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Keep in the dark, rerun and save one, save. human ingenuity, resilience, and grit. Tell a Story Hive's Game Changers Documentary Edition is here. Calling all local emerging filmmakers in BC and Alberta, Story Hive is offering 30 grants of $20,000 each to capture stories of local game changers that are making their community a better place. Send in your application to storyhive.com/apply by November 10th. If you have a story to share, we want to hear from you.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die, and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me. Sounds from the street. There are lights in the clouds and his ghost all around. Hear a voice as it's rolling and ringing through me. Soft and sweet, how the notes all bend and reach above the tree.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was so beautiful. That's Neutral Milk Hotel from 2011. The title track off the record In the Aeroplanes Over the Sea. That's it. It's a long name, so it gets stuck when you have to put it in the box. You can't see the tail end of it. Neutral Milk Hotel now is headed up by Jeff Magnum. Jeff Magnum is a really interesting character. What I find very, I guess, what really resonates with me is the idea is he is from Ruston, Louisiana. And I bring that up because I almost went to school in Ruston, Louisiana. It's a very, it's a small town. It's in northern Louisiana. It's very like Southern Baptist-y, right? When I went down there in the 90s to check out Louisiana Tech, I went with my mom. We flew to two places. We flew to Lafayette, Louisiana, which is where I ended up going. I went to school at the University of Southwestern Louisiana. It's now called the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I was a raging Cajun for 2.5 years. that's where I ended up going. I had applied and got accepted to Louisiana Tech, which was in, again, northern Louisiana. And after my mom and I went down there to check the town out, I was like, whoa, like a little bit underwhelmed. First of all, the town at that time, I can't speak to it now, or at least the county, was dry. So no alcohol. Maybe that was my first clue. I was like, what? I don't think this is going to work. but yeah, he's from there. How fascinating. He also was one of the founding members of the Elephant Six Collective. That is so many people I knew were into the whole Elephant Six scene. What else can I tell you about him? Oh, I don't know. Neutral Milk Hotel has since been disbanded. They are no longer. It is no longer. All right. So beautiful, beautiful song. Okay, before that, we heard Camp. Camp, C-A-A-M-P, is out of Athens, Ohio. Not Athens, Georgia, but Athens, Ohio. Not Athens, Greece. We heard a very catchy song of theirs called Peach Fuzz from their 2019 release, By and By. All right. Yeah, and, oh, and then we kicked that set off with Temples. Very appropriate song. I was talking about my SAD, my seasonal affective disorder, and I played the song Keep in the Dark from the album Sun Structures. It's so dark. Okay, it's 6:54. Let's head on to, well, speaking of sad, I'm going to play this something from the Muffs. I think my favorite Muffs song, Rest in Peace, Kim Shattuck. She died, I'm going to say 2 years ago. I think it was, or was it only 1 year ago? I know it was October. The question is, has it been 2 years already since, it's been 2 years. How sad. October 2nd. I feel like that's right around the time that did Tom Petty also die on on October 2nd? Oh my God, that would be creepy. I'm a huge fan of both. Tom Petty. What day did he die? He did die on October 2nd. That is weird. So both Tom Petty and Kim Shattuck of the Muffs died on October 2nd, 2 years apart, 2017 and 2019. Kim Shattuck was a real spitfire. Spark plug, if you will. She was in the band The Pandoras before she ended up forming the Muffs. It was her and two other guys, three-piece. She sadly, very, very sadly, succumbed to ALS. How awful. And had even recorded an album while she was sick. She was in a hospital bed in her house, and she hadn't told anybody about her condition. She was just too proud. And so when she died, myself and all of her other fans, most people were just utterly shocked because it came as a shock. And I believe her dad, if I'm not mistaken, had, I think he died of ALS, and she had been really conscious and worried that she may get it. And it started with a hand tremor. And dang, I actually had seen her in real life. She had thrown out the first pitch at the inaugural game. Well, no, it was like the first game of the season. It was the season opener of the EVBL, East Van Baseball League. And the Muffs were playing that night at the Commodore. It was kind of a big deal. Grant Lawrence was there. The Smugglers played. And she looked great. She looked great. That was in, well, it must have been April, right? And then she contracted. I read up on the situation right around the time, well, right after she died. I think she discovered this tremor around sometime in the late summer. So it wasn't much, or maybe even earlier, from the time that I actually saw her and she had discovered she was ill. So tragic. Anyways, let's celebrate the good things and let's listen to her song here, Sad Tomorrow. I'm going to stop talking. This is The Muffs on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that is awesome. That is from my friend's band, Drew. Drew's band called Bon Nuit. He now lives on the island, and I used to be in a band with Drew. And me, Justin, Drew, what were we called? Monkey Palm? I don't know. That's what I think we were called. I was the drummer in that band. Anyways, the song we heard is called A Silent March. You can find it on this compilation called Off White House Records Volume 1. Now, White House Records is very interesting, the label. Laura Lee, who used to be way, way, way back in the day, before I even moved to Vancouver, in a band called Queasy. That's how I first remember her. And she's been in an assortment of bands. Super cool. And I can't believe how long I've known Laura Lee. There you go. That is her label, White House Records. All right. She used to live in Europe, actually, not too long ago. Her and her partner moved back from, I'm going to say Belgium. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Before that, we heard something from Stephen McBean and his tribe, Pink Mountaintops, with the song Vampire from the record Outside Love. So I'm looking up Pink Mountaintops, and led by Stephen McBean out of Vancouver, right? So a local band on Jaguar Records out of Indiana. Great, great label. Love them. And if you look at the past members, it's like a collective of Pink Mountaintops. It's like so many people. I'm just looking at this list, and it looks like it's a class list of my students, because I'm a teacher. I don't know, 25 maybe? And I know like all of them. Oh my God. See, for example, my friend Cece. I did not know my good friend Cece Rose was in this band. I'm like looking at this going, what? So Cece Rose, who else? Keith Perry from Scratch Records. You've got, oh my God, the list goes on and on and on. So many. Tolan McNeil. Good Lord. So many people. And a lot of people I may not know personally, but I just know of. So there you go. Now, Pink Mountaintops, if you know nothing about the band, that is sort of part of the whole Black Mountaintops. Black Mountaintops. Sorry. We are the band Pink Mountaintops. Part of the whole Black Mountain collective, if you will. I love Black Mountain as well. All right, let's go back to what we listened to. Before that, we heard The Muffs with Sad Tomorrow from the 95 record, Blonder and Blonder. All right, it is 7:13. We're going to get into some beach house right now. These guys are a duo out of Baltimore, and they've been around since, I don't know, early part of the teens. We're going to hear the song Space Song from their record Depression Cherry, released back in... oh, I don't know, 2015, I'm going to say, Depression Cherry. Yeah, 2015, that's right. Okay, here we go. Now, let's make sure I'm good. All right, okay. I probably have stuff going. Nope, so far so good. I haven't made any massive mistakes here at CITR. If you're not sure, my name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And I'm here with us all until 8 o'clock. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Yeah.
was so good, wasn't it? That's The Clean out of New Zealand. They are still a band, a three-piece band formed in 1978. Is that correct? Yeah, 1978. Comprised of Hamish Kilgore and David Kilgore, in addition to Robert Scott. Pretty awesome. They're from a town called Dunedin. I got to be honest, I don't know much about New Zealand, so that's the story there. I just know they're awesome. All right, before that, we heard Chad Van Galen. I know things about this guy. He's out of Calgary. This latest record, World's Most Stressed Out Gardener, that's what it's called, was just released this year on Sub Pop, and we heard the song Inner Fire. Before that, The Strokes from their 2003 record Room on Fire, we heard Whatever Happened. And the time is 7:31. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This occurs every second week, 6:30 to 8. yeah, that's what I got. I got a show for you. I got some music. I did Sober October. I can't believe I did. Yeah, me and the guy, Brian. Hello, Brian, wherever you're at. We were sober together for the month of October. That's pretty impressive, isn't it? Now, I went into it thinking, oh, this sounds kind of sucky. Like, this, I don't think this is going to be very much fun. Turns out it was fine. We were fine. I was good. I was surprised. I was like, yeah, I don't need to drink. Sure, there is a fair amount of cannabis involved throughout the month of October. But still, you know. Got a lot of yoga. Oh, I got back into yoga. That's exciting. Yes, and that's of note simply because of my finger saga. Do you care? All one of you who's listening, or none of you? Am I talking right into a void? Probably. But yeah, the broken finger still is not working, the tip of it. So got ultrasound. Apparently the tendon is intact, so that's good. That's really good. But it is it's under a bunch of scar tissue. It's stuck. Something to do with two pulleys are damaged. I don't know. I tried Googling it and trying to figure it out myself. I was like, I don't know. But still going to the good old finger therapy, and it looks like I need surgery. So whatever. Whatever. What can you do? It's still there. So I'm pretty thrilled at that idea. All right. That's my finger update. I don't know. I really don't know how long this saga is going to go for, but I think that's all I got to tell you. I think that's it's now drunk November. No, I'm just joking. I don't know. And weirdly enough, too, it's weird. So back to the whole sober October. You know, November comes and it's like, oh, yeah, let's drink. Let's have some drinks. And it's not even like I went overboard or I was like, oh, my God, I can't wait until like November when I can drink. Apparently, I'm not an alcoholic. So that's a good thing. That'll test your mettle, I guess. Right. OK. All right. Let's move on. Let's listen to some Buzzcocks. Let's listen to my most favorite Buzzcocks song. It's so great. It's off their most famous record, Singles Going Steady. Such a good record. So much so that there was even a record store, or it's probably still there down in Seattle, named after it. And we had a location in Vancouver, Singles Going Steady. It was on Main Street. I very much remember it. And unfortunately, it didn't survive. But cool name. Yeah. All right. Let's listen to this. This is Why Can't I Touch It on CITR. Yep. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, and rest in peace. I forget his name. I should know his name. The lead singer. He's so cool. I saw the Buzzcocks, like 6 years ago or so at, not the Imperial, but at the Rickshaw. That's right. At the Rickshaw. Such a crazy, awesome show. And he was just like, again, I forget his name. It'll come to me, of course, once the mic light is off. But he was so well-spoken and warm. And he really enjoyed playing for all of us. It was like a total good time vibe. And unfortunately, he died just, I don't know, a few years ago. So at least I could say I saw the Buzzcocks. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
This is CITR, and that right there is one of my favorite songs of all time. That is Interpol with Rest My Chemistry from the 2007 record, Our Love to Admire. Those guys, of course, being out of New York City, and that song just gets me deep and hard every single time. All right, before that, we heard the Gorries out of the 313. That's Detroit, of course. With the song, and interestingly enough, I played that song and it's actually 3 minutes and 13 seconds. That's just so perfect. That is from a 7-inch. It's a single. And the song we heard was You Little Nothing. The Gorries are killer. I just love the Gorries. They are comprised of Mick Collins, Dan Croha, and Peggy O'Neill. A three-piece. Again, out of Detroit and late 80s into sort of the early to mid 90s was when they were active. And I've never seen them. You'd think I would have at some point because, you know, I'm from across the river there and saw so many shows in Detroit in the day. But Mick Collins, of course, is the lead singer of the Dirt Bombs. I've seen those guys a bunch of times. I love the Dirt Bombs. So good. So if that name sounds familiar, that's where he's from. And Dan Croha went on to be in the band The Demolition Doll Rods. I did see those guys back in the day. Oh, my God. Did I ever? St. Andrews, I'm sure. Yeah. They played like all the time. I remember those guys. So that was the Gorries. Before that, we heard the Buzzcocks with Why Can't I Touch It off there. Famous record singles going steady. Interpol, of course, I mentioned. And I'm going to leave us with something from the Oblivions. Now, the Oblivions are another Detroit band. And what can I tell you about them? Let me tell you. Let's see. Hold on. I need some details here. Okay, so again, out of Detroit, they got started in 93. Now, but they were formed in Memphis, Tennessee, of all places. Look at that. Oh, origin. Wait, I thought they were from Detroit. Am I lying? What is crazy about me? Oh my God. Okay, no, they're from Memphis. Oh man, I always thought they're from Detroit. Okay, never mind. They recorded something at Eastley Studios in Memphis, east of Eastley. I remember that studio actually. Wow, they're from Memphis. Look at that. Good thing I double check. It's always good, isn't it? Okay, anyways, I'm going to play us something from this record, play 9 songs with Mr. Quintron. And I've got Final Stretch, which is very apropos, right? This is the last song I've got for us tonight here on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's been a slice. Thanks for listening. My name's Anita B, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. So 6:30 to 8, avec my show. And let's see. Here we go. This is not from the Detroit band. This is from the Memphis band, the Oblivions.
I'm not so tired anymore. I know he's gonna watch over me on the final stretch. Oh, you're gonna stand by me.
This is John M. Bennett, and you are listening to CITR FM 101.9 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.